Okay, today's daf is Bechorah's daf Nun Vav. Nun Vav, and we are on Nun Hey Amid Beis towards the bottom. We are at the Mishnah. As from tonight's shir will be about a topic that I will mention in a couple of minutes when we get up to it in the daf. But it'll be tonight at after Ma'arav at 9:30 via daf Be'iyun Shir. Okay, just two ha'aris related to before the Mishnah yesterday. Yesterday we had a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Hopefully this is not a machlokas in Metzius, but it seems like they argue where exactly does most the defining amount of water of a river come from. Does it come mikipe mivrich, as Shmuel said, meaning from the Ma'ayan itself, or does it come from rain? So again, there are ways to explain that in terms of lumdus as well, even if it maybe mikipe is, even if it has a lot of rainwater, it's still defined as that because that's where the original source comes from. There are different discussions, but just two ha'aris on the daf. The Gemara quoted the father of Shmuel who made mikvahs for his daughters in Nisan and gave them mats in Tishrei. So why did he give them mats in Tishrei? Because that is when he allowed them to go into the mikveh in the pras, in the nar pras, but it was very muddy on the bottom. So poskim have different views. Rabbi Forrest is not supportive so much in his sefer on Hilchos Nida in terms of going to a mikveh in a public place, in a public, sometimes in bungalow colonies or in camps where one has to use a lake. Generally, most of those cases, Ein Breira, that is the place that is used. But he says one has to be very careful in terms of this issue, in terms of the mud, in terms of being able to see if there's not perfect lighting out there. The assistant has to, the mikveh woman, whoever's going with her, has to make sure that every hair is underwater. V'chulu, one has to be very careful. But again, we see already in the Gemara it was done. Was done in the river of Pras. Number one. Number two was the other issue I mentioned, which how everybody came back today, where that was the issue of Gan Eden. Gan Eden. So where is Gan Eden? So why are we talking about this here? Because of Tosfos. Tosfos said Dibur Maskil Mitra. The Gemara said that when the Pras River was overflowing in Bavel, they knew, it must have rained a lot in Eretz Yisrael, because it was overflowing and coming down to Eretz Yisrael. So Tosfos starts off by saying, Kan mashma de pras holech me Eretz Yisrael abavel. Because the preacher says, El, pras goes from west to east. Nahar pras. Right? Because it's going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. Mashma bitokach de gan eden b'marav ha'olam. Mashma from here, the gan eden is on the west of the world. De bavel hu bitzvonis mizrachish l'Eretz Yisrael. Because bavel is northeast, southeast, but Tosfos says northeast of Eretz Yisrael, because it says mitzafon tipatach ha'ra'ah, as the pasuk says, that from the north will come the Babylonians, but at least it's east. So you see, if the pras, which comes out from Gan Eden and goes to Bavel, so it must be that Gan Eden is west of Eretz Yisrael, is west of the world. Alma, pras holech mimarav l'mizrach, umashma shekach hu mitchilas yitziyaso, kidamrinan hu pras de meikara. Alma, de Gan Eden b'ma'arav ha'olam, v'chein, that's number one. V'chein mashma b'beches rabba, that's what the Medrash says. Medrash says in Brachos, "B'chol makom matzinu ruach mizrachis koletes on the Marishon." The Chsiva, "Igarishes adam ishka miketam l'gan Eden." So he went out to the east, and the eastern wind was kolet him. And it also says as well by Moshe Rabbeinu and the Ari Miklat, "Az yavdil Moshe shalosh arim mizracha shamesh." Mashma shaholam azeh shenichnas ba'adam Marishon who b'mizracho shel gan Eden b'ma'arav ha'olam. That is Tosfos' first opinion. That west of the world, did Bali Tosfos assume that the earth was flat? What do you mean west of the world? If you go around, it's a circle. It's a globe. So we're not going to get into that right now. There might have been that's not kfirah to say that. To some Rishonim assumed the science of the times. That's fine. That's what they assume. Some are machalik between what Chazal say in the Gemara and what Rishonim say. But for sure, Rishonim, it seems like certain Rishonim, look at the first Perek in Maseches Gittin, it's Rashi and others seem to say that the earth is flat. But either way, it's Marav Olam.
They didn't have a Western Hemisphere?
Sorry? Yeah, how far it was by Tosfos, a little before Columbus, right?
Yeah, I mean
they knew it was the water, but they didn't know how far it where it went, where it ended.
West of us, whatever.
Right, west. Right, west. They knew it was the west of the world. Mizrach Ma'arav Ha'olam. If the world is right, if it goes in circle, then it's no Ma'arav. V'tema. But Tosfos asked, "But what do you mean?" But we learned in Basra that it's not so clear that it sounds like from there. B'mizrach ha'olam koi, the b'shach was chama b'mizrach. V'chein pirush Rabbeinu Shmuel midach sevayita gan ve'eden mikedem. Right. So then he said, "Are you b'chal between the gan and the eden? Gan is mizrach ha'eden. Either way, this is Tosfos, is it in the west or is it in the east? But what is clear, what Tosfos thinks, and that is Gan Eden is somewhere in Olam Hazeh. Somewhere on earth. That's what Tosfos seems to say beferish. And that's what Kimat all Rishonim say. The Ramban says, in the first pasuk in the Torah, Ramban says, Aleph, Aleph, and Bracious, V'gan Eden, Shehu Mivchar HaMakomos HaNivroim Be'olam Hazeh. It's the Mivchar, the most chosen place in this world. And it continues later on in Paragimel. V'dava HaAmein KiGan Eden Ba'aretz, V'chein Eitz HaChayim Ve'Eitz HaDas. In the Gan Eden. Right, it's somewhere on earth, says the Ramban. Umisham yatzah hanar v'yipare lar ba'arashim hanirim lanu ki pras bar tseinu ubigvulenu upishonu nilas mitzrayim kidivrei harishonim aval kasherim ba'aretz kein yesh bashamayim. Okay, just like there are ba'aretz, there are parallels in shamayim. This based on mikdash shamala and based on mikdash shamata also. There are parallels, but the Ramban says clearly that it is in Olam Hazeh. It is like the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim and elsewhere. There were seven things created before the world was created. One of them was Gan Eden. So Gemara says Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodem Shenivru HaOlam Elohein Torah Tshuva Gan Eden Gehenim Kisei HaKavod Beis HaMikdash and Shmo Shel Mashiach. Those are seven that were created before the world was created. And Rashi, the Ran, where the Gemara comes up also in the Dharam Lamates, says, what does it mean before the world was created? E efshar la'olam b'lohem. Right? It's impossible that you can't have that. So there is a Gan Eden in Olam, right? In Olam Hashamayim also. The Gemara that we all remember from Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai, at the end of his life, in Maseches Bracha, says to his Talmidim on his deathbed, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm very scared. I see two paths in front of me. One to Gan Eden and one to Gehenim. One in Gan Eden. Gan Eden's Olam Hazeh. So the answer is also in Olam Haba. But that is pretty clear in Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Bachai also in his Sefer Shulchan Shel Arba, which we quoted a line in Maseches Pesachim when we spoke about the Zugos. Shulchan Shel Arba. So he quotes there also. V'olah umashal eskira tar befeirish b'shum makom inyan Gan Eden ha'me'utad lenefesh b'schar ha'mitzvahs v'azachira b'yudim ha'gufaniyim b'shabbos. Why doesn't he quote, why doesn't the Torah say what it is? Because we can't understand it. V'inyan hazeh me'bnei sh'atorah nitzna la'ha'amon kol Yisrael v'amon lo yavinu ha'yudim ha'sichliyim v'ilu tavo ha'torah l'saper b'zeh b'ktsara lo hayu motzin bo pesach l'havin v'lo hayu maspik v'yeh lahem kachalom b'lo pitaron. If we try to describe what exactly is meant by the Yehudim in Gan Eden, we wouldn't understand it anyway. So what's the Torah going to tell us? Or is it going to tell us spiritual rewards? We're going to have no idea what it means. What does it mean, Gan Eden? What does it mean? So the Torah gives us rain and other physical hana'ot. But this is what the Ramban, this is what Rabbeinu Bachai, right? This is pretty clear. One more, Rambam in Parachelek. Rambam says, Gan Eden hu makom deshen bekadur haaretz. Right? It's a vast, right? Deshen, right? Just walked in right on time. Right? So it's a makom. It's a beautiful, gorgeous makom that's Olam Hazeh. Eden, one more. The Medrash says, Eden zeh makom yuchad min haaretz. Ve'ein kol birya yodas heichan hu. Nobody knows where it is. The Asad HaKadosh Baruch Hu legalos darko li Yisrael b'yemos melech ha-mashiach v'natabu HaKadosh Baruch Hu gan ubo kol minei peris v'chol minei ma'adanim shenivru mishesis mei breishis. That's the Medrash HaGadol in breishis. So again, it's clear, like Tosfos says right here, it is in Olam, if you ask the average person on the street, where's Gan Eden? They'll say, oh, it's in Olam Haba. No, it's in Olam Hazeh. It is in Olam Haba too, but it's in Olam Hazeh. So why did anybody ever find it? They asked that to the Rav Paolim, right, the Ben Ishchai. They said, but we know, we have Google Earth, so we can look at every single, you know, inch of the planet, and we can know exactly, you know, what's there. So, Kodesh Baruch Hu is smarter than Google Earth, right?
Gan Eden is wherever you make it.
So, what? Right, wherever Gan Eden is, wherever you make it. Yeah, it's a different type of Gan Eden. But says the Chuas Rav Paolim, he was asked, V'atach chachmei ha-teva v'atochnim shesibivu kol ha-yabasha shel kadur ha-aretz kula eich la-roas Gan Eden ve'eich lo-yedu makoma. So he says, "Kilo yadanu mizet the karka agan inik a chomer karka shalanu ali chomer zach maod v'muvdelas mikarka shalanu ki nogas ve'inu nogas mikarka shalanu." Right? So he says it's on our world, but he says, but says, Gan Eden hu gadol ma'od ma'od, mipnei shesham kol nafros ha-tzadikim, min adam harishin atzof kol adoros, mislabshim begufim zachim, v'yesh lem malbushim gamkein zachim, she'enem misuk chomer zeh ha-matzo y'itanu. V'lachin yitzuichim gufim shalahem, l'mazon umayim, elahim kayam ma'de reyach tov shal Gan Eden. And he continues, if you want to look that up, it's Rav Pa'alim, Chelek Beisim and Aleph. Right, that's the Ben Ish Chai. But Lamaisa, it's somewhere, we can't find it, and we shouldn't even look for it, because there are Kruvim with big swords that are at its doors that won't let us in, but we know it is an Olam Hazeh. Okay, let us continue now with the Mishnah. Mishnah Nun Hei Amid Beis at the bottom. You know, they will get it to Gan Eden in Mesachas Bechoros, but Baruch Hashem. Halo argues, it says halokeach, but the Bach and the Shidduch Gebetzes both change it to halakuach. There is a p'tur lakuach when it comes to Maaser Behema. Somebody buys an animal. So when the animal is born to the original owner, he's chayev to be maaserit. But if he sells it, that's not considered, oh, once it's mechuyev, then it's mechuyev. It's not like if somebody has grain that was already mechuyev in Shumus and Maaseros, and then I sell it, so then I'm chayev. Chayev if it's already reached the stage of chiyev. But here, not. Halakuach, if somebody buys an animal, oshenitan lo b'matana, or it was given b'matana. So there is no chiyev of Maaser Behema by matana or by lakuach. Minohani mili, how do I know this? Amar of kahana to amar kra, because the pasuk says bechor banecha titein li, give me your firstborn son. Bechor banecha titein li. Topic of the eighth parak, right? Eighth parak was all about pidyon haben. So kentasa l'sharcho usonecha. So too you shall do to your shor and to your tzon. That is about Bechor Behema Tahora. That's the topic of the second, third, and fourth parak. Right? And then we had the fifth parak, and then we had the two parakim about Mumin, and then we had Pidyon HaBen, and now we have Maaser Behema. So the pasuk compares Pidyon HaBen to Bechor Behema Tahora. What does that have to do with me? So, Ma Banecha Ein Bullet Wolf. So the Gemara is going to ask that question in a minute. So first, the Gemara says, though, maybe you can understand this on a deeper level, talking about Maaser Behema. Ma Banecha, just like your son, Ein B'Lakuach U'B'Matana, is not by Lakuach and Matana, right? You can't buy a son. You can't get a son as a gift. So Av Tzoncha U'B'Karcha, Ein B'Lakuach U'B'Matana. So to Tzoncha U'B'Karcha, so to your sheep and oxen, are not B'Lakuach U'B'Matana. And that's a tour of Maaser Behema. There's a lot to talk about, but let's just finish the sentence. The Gemara says, one second, read the Pasuk. V'hai b'b'char ksiv. The Pasuk is by B'char Behema Tahora. The Pasuk is not by Maaser Behema. By the Behema is at the end of B'chu Kosai. So this Pasuk is not. The Gemara is comparing Pidyon HaBen to B'char Behema Tahora. So the Gemara says, Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, the Bach takes out, Chain, Ta'aseh. Ta'aseh is the extra word. Im eino inyan le'b'char, delo isa ba'asiya. It says, do. So by Bechor, there's no asiyah by Bechor, it's automatic. By Bechor Behema Tahor, it's automatic. Dimei Rechem Kadosh, because it is Kadosh Mei Rechem, nothing to do. Taneo Inyan LeMaaser Behema. So be alerted to Maaser Behema. So it's an Imeno Inyan. Imeno Inyan. Okay, a couple of points on this pasuk. First of all, the Chachm Shlomo in Evan Ezra, I didn't bring it, but the first page in Evan Ezra, on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chachma Shlomo, where Shlomo Kluger discusses, is someone yotze the mitzvah of Puravu with adopting a child? Let's say Rachmana Litzlan, a couple can have a child, or even if they can, they want to, let's say they had six boys, they had 10 boys, they want to be yotze the mitzvah, right? So let's say they want to be adopted. So are they yotze the mitzvah? So he says, the Gemara says, kol ha-megadlos yasu b'toch beiso kilu yoldo. Right, if somebody's megadol an orphan, or somebody who cannot foster, whatever, it's kilu yoldo. So do you say that's a kiyum apuravu, kilu yoldo? Maybe, says the, I didn't bring it, but the Chachma Shlomo says, there's a machlokas in the Nose Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, what does kiilu mean? How literally do we take kiilu? That's a general, kol ha-tarakula concept. Ki'ilu! So if you take ki'ilu literally, ki'ilu you have the baby, so you're yotzei puravu. If you don't take it so literally, you're not yotzei puravu. But one of the achronim says, maybe this Gemara seems to be against the Chachma Shlomo. Because what does that Gemara say? Ma banecha ein b'lakuachu b'matana. Banecha cannot be bought or nitan b'matana. What about if it's banecha? What about adopted? So maybe that shows that it can't halachically be banecha. Okay, it doesn't matter how you call him up to the Torah. That's just a minug. You're allowed to call him up by the father's name. That's covered abrios. You don't have to call him up if you don't call somebody up at all. You know, you call them up by the wrong name, they could come up. But in terms of halachically, so some achronim say, you know, maybe this is against that suggestion. But pashtus is, does the Gemara literally mean that? Lakuach and matana, even an adopted child is that's called a lakuach? That's called a matana? A person can't be lakuach and matana unless it's a case of a shivcha or the like. So, the lav dafka, they have to say that this Mishnah, this line of the Gemara is against that suggestion of the Chacham Shlomo. It's an interesting suggestion, but that is what he says. Number one. Number two, the other issue mentioned. Let's do 2 points. Number one is the Mitzvah Eisan. Mitzvah Eisan right here in the back of the Gemara. The Mitzvah Eitan says, what does our Gemara say? That a Bechor is automatically Kadosh. And therefore, it cannot be that the Pasuk is talking about that, because it says Taseh. The Mitzvah Eitan says, but 1 second, if you look in other Gemaras, Mitzvah Eitan says, if you look in Sof Perachez de Erechin, next Masechta, you look in Erechin, there's a Machlokas, which we have referred to before, and that is, even if you say a Bechor is automatically Kadosh, there are some opinions of the Amoraim that Mitzvah Lahakdisho. It's a Mitzvah to say it's Kadosh, even if it's automatically Kadosh. So, according to those opinion, isn't that an asiya? That's also an asiya. So, how does the Gemara say to be rechem? There's no asiya. There is an asiya according to those amaran. Ha tenach alibad Rabbi Yishmael. The savar de bechor ain bo mitzvah lakdisho klal. Ela le rabban on asvira le de mitzvah lakdisho. Afal gav de kodosh memela dechsev hadasachar taktish. Im kemi na like the krat de kan de vechein tasa ariba meisa behema. Maybe he's talking about bechor. Answer, the Yesh Lomar, important answer, Nehi de mitzvah min ator lahakdisho. You're right, even according to those Amarayim, it's a mitzvah lahakdish, but if they didn't? It's still kadosh. It's a mitzvah to add on your own element, but it's still kadosh. Miyu kivan de kadosh belavachi lo mikri asiya mashakdisho bepeh. She'enu ela dibur ba'alma ve'en bo maisa. V'dafka hekdish de maisa behema mikri asiya da'idei dibura is oven maisa. She'osa mechol l'kodesh. Right, so he says here you're really changing the status. By bechor is an added element. Okay, by the way, this is tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is Kiddush. The bracha of Kiddush. What type of bracha is the bracha of Kiddush? The Rebbe of Soloveitchik, as we'll see, relates it to this shita of mitzvah lahakdisho related to Shmuel. So that's from tonight. 9:30 after Meirv. Okay, so that is the Mitzvah Eisan's comment on the line of the Berechem Kadosh. Every line here is chock full. These first four lines on the Amud. The next final one to talk about is the Gemara said, how could you say this pasuk is talking about Bechor? How's it talking about Bechor? Why? Because the Gemara said it's not about Bechor pashtus, but Rashi is in another line. Not only is it a language problem, but it is a content problem. Rashi says, Uparech on the second line, Vabe Bechar Ksiv, Vati Alphas Mine Meiser. Number one, you're trying to learn Meiser from it, and that's not what the Pasuk is talking about. Meiser Behema. Va'od Bechar Kadosh Bilakuachu Matana. Shahare Mishah Shenolad Kadosh. Rashi says there's a substantive problem, not just a language problem, and that is that a Bechar is Kadosh Merechem automatically. So, there is never a time when you get a tour of Lakuach and Matana by Bechor. You never get that. Right? Because what? When does a Bechor get its Kedusha on its way out? So if I sell it while it's in utero, it's not a Bechor yet. If I sell it afterwards, it already has the Kedusha. So you'll never get the tour. Ask the Rishash, what about if you sell it when it's Rov Yasa Rosho? Yasa Rubo. Only the Rishash can think of such a question. Yatsarubo, sell it at that moment, because then it's already the Parsha of Bechor, and maybe you can have a Petro Lakuach there. That's the suggestion of the Rishash. The Rishash of Bikurim jumps on this suggestion of the Rishash, and he says, no, Lefianasati lo kashamidi. You can't suggest that. Tim hikna lo shahakinin yachul b'shasi tzias rubo, ein kinin chal klau. The kid is not going to be chal at all in that case. Why? The oz chala hakadusha, the ena bechor shelo sheyuchal lahaknoso. At that moment, when yatsa rubo, it gets kedushas bechor, so it's not yours. Can't sell it then. The after b'shas pe'ulas ha'kinyan ha'yashalo, even if you can't make the kinyan at that moment, you can't be so medaktik, like we had earlier in the Masechta about Breira, but let's say you sell it earlier, you sell it a month before the baby's born. And I make the chalos kinyan at the moment that the baby, it comes out. You can't do that. Because at that moment, azlina basar shas chalos ha'kinyan. And the chalos ha'kinyan, it's not yours anymore. So he says, step one. He says, maybe it's totally on Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Gittin. Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakash. Let's say Reuven gives a get to his wife. This is your get tomorrow. And before this is your get, I'm giving it to you now. The chaloska is going to be tomorrow. And before the get is chal, Reuven goes crazy. He loses his mind. Misha'achzu kredikis. Well, that's the parak in Mesechas Gittin. So could he give the get? If he wanted to give the get right now, he wouldn't be able to. He's a shota. So is the get chal? Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakash. Machlokas. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Ein aget chal, dazlina basar shas chalos. V'yaz ein aroy legarish. V'reish lakish azil basar shas nesina. Da'at havi pikeach. So maybe that would be a tali on our issue, according to our issue. If the chalos akinyin, according to that case of the Rishash, it wouldn't be yours anymore, but maybe according to Reish Lakish, it would be chal. Because it was, you go by the maisa, not by the chalos. Do you suggest that? So said the Reish of Ikur, no. I'm not going to suggest that. I'll put that in my sefer. But in the next paragraph, I'm going to say, even according to Reish Lakish, it would not work here. Why not? So he says, Im kein, achlafia nireh, kan af Reish Lakish mote. Desham, kishedonin le'in yidas hamigareish, svir leite ikr toli b'shas ha'pe'ula. By gerushin, it's a process. I do an act now, and it's going to lead into a chalos later. But the act itself is for sure significant. There's something significant that happened. We discussed at length in Mesechas Gittin and Bava Basra that gerushin is a process. Even the decision of the husband to divorce the wife, some halachas might kick in, according to some achronim. The Yamshal Shloma is a huge chiddush that maybe there's no avelus, right, when he has a das lagarish, dinim of Yerusha, right, that might break when he's das lagarish, before he does the maisa. Again, it's only if it eventually leads to a gerushin. But you already see that by gerushin, earlier stages are important. So therefore, it says the Reish of Bikurim here too. That's where Reish Lakish would say that you could go by the pe'ula. Kivan the b'shas k'siva v'nesina ha'yabardas shuv chal achar kacha gememela. Masha'en kein hacha the danyan lin shalo. Here you want to know if it's his or not. So it could be that even Reish Lakish would agree that it would not work here. V'yem kein din zelo yitzir klal. And therefore, there's no, like Rashi says, defending Rashi, there's no Hechi Timsi, that you would have a Petor Lakuach by Bechor, de Beshas Chalos HaKedusha, I Efshe SheYachol HaKinyin. V'im Yachol Rega Lefnei HaChalos, Lo Nechshev Lakuach. Right, if it's Chal before, it's not Lakuach, but it's not a Bechor yet. Kemo Degavi Meister, Ein Lakuach Chal HaMuchusr Zman, as we will see. And he continues and has another suggestion, but that is the words of the Reish Bikurim. We continue. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara, the pasuk cannot be referring to Bechor, so that's referring to Maaser Behema. So the Gemara says, well, a minute, and that's the source for this Ptur of Lakuach. The Gemara says, maybe there are other ideas, other halachas that the pasuk might be referring to, not Maaser Behema. V'yema teneu inyin l'chatas u'l'asham. Maybe the pasuk is referring to chatas and asham. You can't give a chatas and asham with a bought carbon. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Mm-hmm. You cannot use it. Rashi says, listen to me, lakuach umatana. Right? You have to have your own animals. Right? If you buy an animal, you have to let it give birth in yours. So Gemara says, dum yud bincha. Right? No, it has to be similar to bincha in the pasuk. Remember, the pasuk is compared to pidyon haben. Ma bincha sheino baal chait. Just like your son doesn't come because you did a chait. So uncho v'shorcha sheino baal chait. So it cannot be referring to chadas and asham. Okay, what about the others? V'yema teneo inyil olol shlamim. What about olol shlamim? Which aren't Baal Chet. Even though we know an Ola is Baal, al bitul mitzvah saseh, and lava nitik lasays, but that's, maker adin, a lav is, an Ola is not Baal Chet. So maybe that's what the pasuk is referring to, that you cannot bring an Ola and Shlamim from Lakuach. So the Margan says, no, dumya de bincha. Ma bincha she'enu ba b'neder u'nedava. Just like your son is not fulfilling a neder u'nedava. Not fulfilling anything, it's not Baba Neder or Nadava. So too Tzoncha V'Sharcha cannot be in a case of Neder and Nadava, so that's why Ola and Shlomim are out, because those are most often brought for Nedarim and Nadavis. Maaser is not, Maaser is a mitzvah. Matzah is a mitzvah. So Gemara has one more suggestion. Ve'eim ataneo inyin la'olas re'iyah. Olas re'iyah is also a mitzvah. It's not a neder and a dava. The carbon ola that you have to bring when you're ola regel. When a person's ola regel, they have to bring a couple of karbanis, and olas re'iyah, shalmechagiga, chova simcha. So maybe it's referring to olas re'iyah, cannot be bought. So dumi de bincha, again, we compare to bincha. Ma bincha she'ein kavua lo zman. Just like bincha does not have a set time. Af sharcha v'tzoncha she'ein kavua lo zman. So too, sharcha v'tzoncha that don't have a set time, unlike olas re'iyah, which has a set time. A set time for what? Set time for what? Rashi. Bechor ein zman kavua likdushaso. Kadosh. A bechor doesn't have a set time for its hakdasha, right? Whenever it's born, it's automatic. So that's why it cannot be referring, just like bincha does not have a set time, bechor doesn't have a set time, so it's out. And also ri'ya, right, that would be the parallel, has a set time also for its hakdasha. It's also yantif. Masha'en came when it comes to Maisha Behemoth, whenever you decide to do the hakdasha of the Maisha Behemoth. Again, the Rishis Bikurim, second of the day. What is Rashi saying? It's the Hakdasha. The issue is the Hakdasha. Whether it has a Zman for a Zman Kavua for Hakdasha. Olas Re'iyah has a Zman Kavua for its Hakdasha. I could be Makdish in Olas Re'iyah 3 months before Yontif. It has a set time for its Hakrava, not for its Hakdasha. So why is Rashi emphasizing the Hakdasha? It has Zman Kavua La Hakdasha. It should be La Hakrava. So the Rashi Kurim says, you know what you see here? Also, a topic we discussed way back in Zvachim and Menachis. What is the ultimate final nail in the Hakdasha of a Karban? Fine, I say it's Kadosh. But that doesn't give it Kedusha Gemura. What gives it Kedusha Gemura? Ironically, Shechita. The first Avoda is what completes the Hakdasha of the animal. The Gemara says it's in Sota. Avagav de kadishte sakin betzavar behema. The language of the Gemara. The sakin is makadesh. And that's why we discussed at length there whether you need a klishares to do shechita with, whether the sakin has to be a klishares. Right, the diak in the Mishnah Nezel Makoman, shechitasa mechavakam azar, right, you have to be makabelit beklisharis. The Mishnah doesn't say you have to be shochated beklisharis. So is that a diak? That's the first Tosfos in Nezel Makoman, talking about whether you need a klisharis. But that's what he says. Kiva, the kol azvachem, edem kidoshim kedusha gemura, acha shechita, shaz miskashim beklisharis. So maybe that's what it means. In Achinami, the hakdasha of olas re'iyah does have a zman kavua. You think it's done earlier? No. The hakdasha is completed at the Shas Shechita, so, and that's always done on Yantif, or Erev Yantif, or Chol HaMoed. So therefore, the Hakdasha does have a Kavua time. So don't mention to me that, oh, Olas Re'iyah doesn't have a Kavua time. It does. We continue. So that's why Olas Re'iyah is out, and that's why the Pasuk must be referring to Maaser Behema. Right, we tried to bring other possibilities, but we saved. So the Gemara says, 1 second, Ma bincha, I ma bincha, eina balakuach klau, av sharcha vitzoncha, eina balakuach klau. You're telling me that Meiser Behema has an automatic across the board ptur? I'll come up with a case which is lakuach, which has kedusha, which can be in the parsha. Alama Abrasiam Rabbi Yochanan. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, lakach asara ubrin b'mea iman? Let's say I bought 10 fetuses, and then they all are born. All of those babies are a gorin for Maaser Behema. Kulam nichnasim ledir lis aser. Right? So they all go into the deer to have Maaser taken from them. So you see, lakuach, there's a situation of lakuach that's chayiv in Maaser Behema. How can you say lakuach is always partner for Maaser Behema? So amar rava, amar kra, ta'aseh, misha'as asiya mieta kasev. Ta'aseh, from the moment of asiya, Rashi says, b'shash k'shehen re'uyin lehis aser. The pasuk excludes lakuach when they're ro'i to become miser. When they're fetuses, they're not ro'i. So you're right, but it is not a problem. Because the pasuk is telling you a p'tur lakuach only once they are born. Period. Gufa, let's talk about this for a little bit. Amar Avasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lokach Hazar Bar Mimei Iman, Kula Nichrasan, Ledir Lehis Aser. If you have bought 10 fetuses, they all are Nichras Ledir. Aye, the Mishnah says, Vaanan Tanah Lukov Aushidi Lamotana, Potamana Maiser Behema. Didn't our Mishnah say that there's a total p'tur? There's a total p'tur. We're going to have the what we just said before. This is just in a different shakla v'tarya. Didn't our Mishnah say there's a p'tur by Meiser Behema? So Rabbi Elazar says, Rabbi Yochanan Chazoy Bechilma. We had this earlier in the Masechta. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream last night. That's a Simen Tov. If you see the Gadol Hadar in a dream, it's a Simen Tov. I saw Rabbi Yochanan in a dream last night. Who do we dream about? Right? We have to dream about Gadol Hadar. Rabbi Yochanan Chazoy Bechilma. Milsa Ma'al Ya'aminas. I know I'm going to say something good today. I take it as a Simen Tov. Omar Kra Ta'aseh B'sha'as Asiya Mi'et HaKasiv. So he said the same thing. That the Mishnah is talking about a case, a regular case. Misha'as Asiya. The case of the Ubarim are earlier. Period. Obviously, this relates to the big topic. Maybe this could be another intro at one point. The sugya of Ein Adam Makne or Kone Davar Shelo Bala Olam. You know, is an ubar, is a fetus a Davar Shelo Bala Olam? It's physically in the world, but it's surrounded. First, there is a is it totally on the machlokas whether ubar yerach imo hu or not? And which way does it cut? If you say ubar yerach imo, that ubar is really just a limb of the mother. So does that mean it is in the world? Because the mother's in the world, so now it's more, has its own existence now? Because it's in the world, it's like a limb. Or does he know? If it's Yerach Imo, so it's inside. It's a Makom HaMustar, and it does not have its own existence. If it's Ubar Lav Yerach Imo, if it's independent inside, then it exists. It's just swallowed up. So either way, it's not clear which way you would say it's better for the principle of Ein Adam Makne, Davar Shelo Bala Olam. But that is the issue of Uber. Can you be Maknit? The Menachas Asher has a long discussion of this sugya of Ein Adam Makne, Davar Shelo Bala Olam in Parshas Toldos, where he talks about the Bechora. How is it that that Yaakov Avinu was Kone, the Bechora, it was Lo Bala Olam, it was Ein Bo Mamish. Right, there's a lot of problems there. So the Arachaim HaKadosh already, Arachaim talks about it there. He says maybe that's why there are some Rishonim, the Rivash, that say that if somebody swears a Shvua, so then that gets out of the problem of Davar Shelo Bala Olam. That's why Yaakov was so adamant. He shavali, vayishavalo. Right? And they, why do you make him swear? They make him swear. So the Rivash suggests, the Rivash quotes that in the Siman Shin Chav Ches, da'afte ein adam makne davar shelo bala olam, im nishba ha-makne ha-mechiraso chal ha-kinyon. Right? So, I mean, that's why he swore. So the Menachas Asher says, well, that depends. What is the problem with ein adam makne davar shelo bala olam? It's a problem. If you're, there's a major chakira. What's the problem? Is it a problem of Gemira's Das? The guy's not serious. He's buying something that's not here? How can you say he's serious? Or another, I mean, you can be mechayev between all these types of examples. A man goes over to a goya, and says, "Hari Hamukudesh is lib tavazuk das moshav Yisrael kisha tizgairi." Right? Go, or a man goes over to a married woman. Hari Hamukudesh lib tavazuk when you get divorced. Right? So all these cases. So you might be mechad between these, but you might say, "What a joke! What a joke! There's a lack of gemiras das. Is that the problem of the Magdav Shlomo Olam? Or do I say no? This full gemiras das. The guy's serious. Or does he know the problem is that you need the object there for the kid to be chal on? You can't, it's not porek bavir. You need the object to be chal on. Ein adam makne davar shelo bala olam. L'mai nafka mina, would shvuas help solve the problem? So you might say, a shvua could solve problem A. It's not going to solve problem B. A shvua could show that I'm serious. So there is gemiras das. But it's not going to solve the problem if there's no item there. You still don't have an item. It doesn't matter if you swear about it. Right, so therefore that Rivash suggests the Menachas Asher and others, but I just give it to you for the Rivash and told us Siman Lamed is tali on our issue. But again, this is the issue of Makne Davar Shelo Bala Olam. There are two issues here. The general sugya, and number two, what's the status of Ubar? Is an Ubar a Davar Shelo Bala Olam? The Gemara says that we like to quote it for the Rambam. The Rambam says, what if you try to marry an Ubar? I go over to a man, we know there's a concept of Kiddushik Tana. I could go over to a man and give him Kiddushin, and he could accept it on behalf of his daughter. Right? Kiddushik Tana. So what about an Ubar? So the Rambam says it works as long as Hukar Ha'ubar. As long as it's after 3 months. Homer Lechaveiro. Im Yalda Ishtacha Nekeva. Hari Yamukudeshesli Bazeh. Lo Amar Klum. Vim Haisa Eshes Chaveiro. That if she's not pregnant. Then that's lo maklum. That's really lo bala olam. But im haisa eishas chaveira mu'uberes. But if she's pregnant, v'hukar ha'ubar harezu mikudeshes. You could get married to an unborn fetus. The Rambam then adds, v'yirali, that's based on a Gemara. But then the Rambam says, v'yirali, shetzarech lachzar ulekadesh osa me'aviha achar shetivaled. You know, you should marry her again. Kadesh yachris osa bekidushin she'ein bohen dofi. Right, so you marry her without any qualms, any problems. The Rabbi here doesn't like it. Les hilchza kavase. Right, so, any quotes, all different shittas here. That's the Rambam in Ishus, Zayin to Zayin, related to the sugya of Makar Adovash Lobala Olam. But we continue. Says the Gemara, Eisve, Rib Shimon El Yakim, Lureb Elazar, Halakuach Chala Mechusar Zman? Question mark. Lakuach is chal on Mechusar Zman. If you bought an animal before day 8, so then it is not Nichnas Ladir, Lihisaser. We know a carbon can only be brought when it's 8 days old. And we just said that there's no ptur of lakuach by an animal, by a vermeisa behema, unless it's like in utero. But here's an animal that's born already, and the ptur is chal. So, is akasha. So he answers, amalei, first of all, zuein a mishnah. Nah, not authoritative. I don't think that's true. we'll get back to that. The imtetz alom our mishnah. If you want to say it is true, Rishim ben Yehuda he mishim Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Shimon shita. The Omar mechusar zman nechaz adil l'saser. Because Rabbi Shimon himself says that a mechusar zman can go into the walking through the fence group, even if an animal is not roy lahakruv today, but it still is nechaz ladir. So if you say it's nechaz ladir, then it has a p'tur lakuach. Goes together. Fahari huke bechor. And it is like Bechor. Ma, Bechor, Kadosh lefnei zman, v'kerv l'achar zman. Just like Bechor is Kadosh automatically when it's born, but it cannot be sacrificed yet, brought as a carbon until day 8. Mechusar zman, Kadosh lefnei zman, v'kerv l'achar zman. So the Mechusar zman, you can have a concept of pre and post. You can have Kedusha before the time that it can actually be Hukdash. So Reb Shimon says by Ma'aser Behema, it's Nichnas Ladir, even though it cannot be hukrav yet. But Reb Shimon would be modeh that an ubar, right, there is no p'tur of lakuach by an ubar. He would agree. Right, only is a p'tur of lakuach here because it's already considered miserable. But by an ubar, it's not miserable yet, so the p'tur of lakuach wouldn't apply. And if you buy 10 ubars and they're born, one would have a chiv of giving miser from those. Reb Chaim likes to we've quoted this many times, at the end of Baba Basra, Reb Chaim quotes, Zuein a Mishnah. How could an Amora do this? No, Zuein a Mishnah. What do you mean? It's a Mishnah. He can just say, oh, I don't like it. So Reb Chaim says what it's really based on, it's quoted in the Reb Elchanan, in the Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra, Os, Tav, Reish, Lamed, Gimel. Reb Chaim says, a big Chiddush, that really fundamentally an Amora is allowed to argue on a Tana. But the Chazon Ish argues on this. But Reb Chaim says that the Amora could really argue on a Tana. They just wouldn't. Not that they couldn't. They wouldn't. Because they knew that the Tana were on a greater level than them. But they could if they wanted to. So Reb Chazon Ish says they wouldn't because they knew they would be wrong. Because they knew that they would get to the Emes like the Tanaim. And Memela, they couldn't. But that's Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says that's what you find. So we're in the Mishnas. Because they rather not argue, but they have the authority to knock out a Tannaitic source. It's a little difficult, because all throughout Shas, how could the Amora say this is a Mishnah against him? So Reb Chaim says that means, if they would have known the Mishnah, they probably wouldn't have said their Shita. And therefore, you know, it must be that it's against, and the Mishnah is a Kasha. Because they wouldn't have said it, and therefore the Gemara leaves the Petzarachian. That's what Reb Chaim says, Zuein a Mishnah, whenever you see that in the Gemara. Okay, continuing. Says the Gemara, Tani Tana Kamed Rav. There's a Bryce that said in front of Rav, Ezehu Esnan, Shenechos Adil is Aser. New topic coming up. What is the case of Esnan? Esnan is an animal that's given to a Zona as payment for her services. That is Aser to bring as a carbon. So, which is the type of Esnan that, though, can count as the 10, that's Nichnas Ladir Lis Aser, and it can be counted as the 10. If it turns out that that is the one that's picked for number 10, so then you have to wait till it gets a mum, and then it can be eaten by the bialim. It cannot be brought as a carbon, but it can be eaten by bialim, which is the type of esnan, kol she nasnu la, if he gives it to her, v'chazer b'lachmei men, and you buy it back from her. So Gemara says, 1 second, v'yavzalei b'lakuach, that's lakuach. So why would that be nichnas anyway? It's p'tur lakuach. So ish tamitze had the amar of Asi, amar of Yochanan, lachach asar ubar, mea iman kulam nechzal lidya lazaser. That's what we're talking about. Talking about a case of an ubar. So there's no p'tur. That was the case there by the Esnan. A case of it that he gives the Uber as a payment, then he buys the Uber back. Then it would be chayiv. Says the Gemara, why do we have to come up with the case of you buy it back? V'tiasra ihi. Why don't you talk about the case of she? That the zona would be ma'aser. And if it comes out the 10th, she would eat above b'mumo. So Gemara says, no, b'zonis kusis. We're talking about a non-Jewish zona. She's not interested in miser. So it's a non-Jewish zona. So Gemara says, v'lukma b'zona yisraelis v'tiasre ihi. Why don't you talk, why don't you just mock him in like a Jewish zona? And that's ihi. So you could answer, oh, we don't want to think about that, the fact that there are Jewish zonos. No, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, kalash b'lan, a different chiddush. The zona yisraelis lo havi esnan. It does not have the status of Esnan if it was a Jewish woman. Why? This is a machlokes in elsewhere in Temura, machlokes Abaya and Rava. So the Gemara here quotes, this is telling us like the Shita of Abaya. Kide Abaya. Like Abaya says, Domer Abaya, Zonik, there are two halachas that we're discussing. Number one, does an animal have the status of an Esnan when it is given to a Zona? Number two, if a Kohen lives with this type of woman, are his children, does he violate the Isra of Lo Yechalel Zaro? That's what we're about to talk about. That's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Rava says you violate in either case. Abaya says not. Kita Abaya, Domer Abaya, Zona Kusis Esnena Aser. If you have a non-Jewish Zona, still it's called an Esnan. It's called an Esnan. It doesn't matter, Minchas Chinuch points out, it doesn't matter if the B is Aser Daraisa, Aser Drabanan. There are some Shitas and Balei Tosfos and Yavamis that say that being mezana with a non-Jewish woman is a very, 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 very old, ancient Isur Darabanan. It's worse with the Rambam seems to say, might be Daraisa, but other Rishonim say it's Darabanan. But even if it's Darabanan, the status of Esnan, says the Menchas Chinuch, is Daraisa. Esnan Asur, the Kohen Abal, in a Lokim, Mishum Leichal Azaro. A Kohen is Boal on her, is not Loki. We'll see why. Zona Yisraelis, Esnan Amutter. Esnan is Mutter. The Kohen Abal, a Lokim, Mishum Leichal Azaro. What's the Svara for Abaya? As follows. Zona Kusa, Esnan Asur, Gomar, Toeva, Toeva, Mearias. Because Esnan goes by, you learn it from Arayos, is their Tfisas Kiddushin. Ba Arayas to Lotafsi Bukidushi, just like Arayas is all about no Tfisas Kiddushin, Avzona Bahak Lotafsi Bukidushi. So too, if there's no Tfisas Kiddushin, that determines the status of Zona. There's no Tfisas Kiddushin with a guy. And therefore, it has the status of Esnan. The Kohen Abol, Lein Alokim, Misham Loyechalal Zaro. Why? To Loyechalal Zaro, Amarachmana, Vahilav Zarehu. Non-Jewish woman's kids are not related to the father. And therefore, that it's more tragic in a sense, but the specific Isra of Lo Yechalel Zaro is not violated because it's not his zera. It's not his zera, and therefore it wouldn't be included in this Isra. Okay, period. That's again a major topic, but Beis Hashem, we'll get to that in Maseches Temura. We continue. Says the Mishnah, Ha'achin Hashutafin. Talking about brothers here, as we're going to see in the Gemara. Let's just get the rules down straight. Meiser Behema has a patur by Shutfin. Partners do not have to give Meiser Behema. That's rule A. Rule B, there's a concept of kelbone. What's a kelbone? So the Mishnah appears here, and a Masecha Shkalim. Kelbone is a little money that you add on to your Machzor Shekel. Either because you want to give money to extra little money to the money changer, or maybe you want to make sure that your Shekel doesn't have too little weight, and then you'll be underpaying your silver. So you always add on a kelbone. But the halacha is, you add on a kelbone for your own miser. If two partners pay, then they have to give two kelbones. If one person is paying on behalf of two people, let's say there's an ani, so I want to give a matzah shekel for the ani. So I give my own matzah shekel and his. I don't have to add on a kelbone for that. Or if a father is paying for his two sons, he only has to add on one kelbone, not two kelbones. So if you understand, we got that, so then the Mishnah is gonna flow. So, ha'achin ha'shutafin, brothers that are partners. So, when brothers inherit their father, so there are, let's say, three stages that can happen. Right when they inherit their father, that's called tfusas habayis. They get the estate, they didn't do anything yet. That's stage one. Stage two, they split up the property. They each get their own. Stage two. Stage three, after that, they decide they want to become partners. They put everything back together. Those are three stages. We're talking about a Yerusha. We're talking about a Yerusha.
They just go into a business.
They can, but then they're just regular partners. But here we're talking about those stages. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says, Sh'achin ashutafin shachayavin bekelbon, peturbi meiser behema. Whenever that brothers are chayiv in kelbon, when would they be chayiv in kelbon each? When they're partners. Let's say they would When they join together, then they split up their own property, then become partners. At that stage, they're regular partners. They're going to be chayv in kelbon each, because they're just two partners. But they're going to be pater for ma'isa behema. So pater for ma'isa behema. And the opposite. Chayav in ma'isa behema, if they're chayv in ma'isa behema. What's that case when they're not partners? When are they not partners? If they didn't do anything yet, they just yarshin the estate from their father. So then, pater min hakelbon. So then, if they give ma'isas a shekel from the estate, it's as if the father's giving for them, and they'll only be chayv in one kelbon. And that's why Peturin min hakelbon. So the Gemara explains, Kanu mitvisas abayis, Kanu Rashi here says means yarshu. And that means it just says, if they get it from the tvisas abayis, it's still in the estate chayavin, then they're chayavin maiser behema, because it's not, they're not partners yet. Vim lav, but if it's not stage one anymore, Peturin, so then they would be pater from maiser behema. Chilku, if they split up, the chazru v'nishtatfu, and then they became partners again, chayavin bekelbon, peturin maiser behema. So the Mishnah just explains the rule that it said earlier. So the Gemara now says, what are the sources for all of this? Tana Rabbanan. Lo yihye lecha velo shel, I'm sorry, yihye lecha velo shel shutfis. Yihye lecha, it'll be to you, will be the zecharim, right? And not to shutfin. Yachal, and that's by Bechor again, talking about. And not, you don't have to give from shutfis. Yachal afilu kana b'tfus as a bias. You might think, even if it's still in the estate, tamalom, or yeah, no, it will be. V'hai b'Bechor ksiv. Again, that's by Bechor. It's not by Meister Behema. Bechor doesn't have a tour of shutfis. So it may know inyan l'Bechor, ta'isa b'shutfis, if it can't refer to Bechor, because if two Jews own an animal, they have to give Bechor. The plural. So it must be about Meiser Behema. Remember we had in the first parak, Shutfis with a guy, Pater's Bechor, but not Shutfis with two Jews. So it has to be talking about Meiser. Amr b'Yermia, pa'amim shechayav in bazeh ha-bazeh. Sometimes they're chayav in both, Kelbon and Meiser Behema. Upamim shepeter mizeh ha-mizeh. Upamim shechayav in bekelbon and peter mizeh ha-behema. Upamim shechayav in Meiser Behema peter mizeh ha-kelbon. Right? Every permutation. Let's go through each one. Chayav and Bazeh Bazeh, when are brothers chayav in both? Shechalku b'ksafim v'lo chelku b'behema. If they split up the money and not the animals. They split up the money, so they're each their own person for money, so they have to give their own machzah shekel, and each chayav in kelbon. They didn't split up Meiser Behema, they didn't split up the animals, so they're chayav in Meiser Behema, because they're not partners regarding the animals. Pturim mizeh mizeh, opposite. Shechalku b'behema v'lo chelku b'ksafim. So that's, they're partners for animals, so they're pater from Meiser Behema, and the money is all together, so they're not chayav in a kelbo, each. Chayav in bekelbo to pater Meiser Behema, what's that case? Shechilku bazeh bazeh. If they split up both, so then they're chayav in kelbo, because they're each their own person, and they're pater from Meiser Behema, because they're shutfin. Chayav in Meiser Behema, pater min a kelbo, shechilku bazeh bazeh. They didn't split anything up yet, so it's beautiful. So the Gemara says, pshit, it's so beautiful, it's obvious. What's the chiddush? We know those rules from the Mishnah. So the Gemara said, "No chilku b'behemah, lo chilku b'ksafim mistrichalei." You need it for the case where they split up the animals and not the ksafim. Why? And what do we say in that case? They split up the behema. They're putter from Meiser Behema, and they're chayiv in. I'm sorry, they're putter from Meiser Behema, and they're putter. They're putter in both. So the Gemara says, "Sakad adchamina." You might think, "Kiva de chilku b'behemah," since they split up the behema, and that creates the. That creates the p'tur for Meiser Behema. Galu daitayu delamifle kaimi v'lechayvu bekelbon. You might think once they split up the animals, they're on their way to splitting up the money. So you might say, you know what, be mechayv them in the kelbon each by now, because they're gonna split up the money. Kamash malan, we don't say that. You don't say that they're gonna split up the money. Right now they didn't split up the money yet, so they're not chayiv in a kelbon each. So that's the chiddush. That one case out of four is the chiddush for Birmia. Period. Okay, the next line starts a new topic. So getting into Brera. So we're gonna stop by Amar of Anan, and we will pick up with this Bet Hashem tomorrow. Again, tonight there'll be Ian Shear 9:30 related to the bracha of Kiddush. Right, what type of bracha is it? We'll talk about that. Maybe we'll get into Abdullah this time also. And Hashem, we will continue. Mitzvah Shir today, Lifnei Iver. Lifnei Iver. Today, Mitzvah Shir. Join us. We're in the middle of Kedoshim. Lifnei Iver.